Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Father, for your works. We thank you, Father, for there is none like you. We thank you for we did not choose you, but you chose us. We thank you for the great privilege of serving you. We thank you, Father, for the great privilege we have to worship you and to honor you. In everything we do, we give you glory. In everything that we do, we honor you, Father. In everything that we do, we put you first. For you are our everything. You're our all in all. You're the one to whom we pray. You're the one to whom we owe all the worship, all the adoration, all the praise. Father, be pleased by the offering of this service. Be pleased, O God, by this meeting in the name of Jesus. And may you speak to us. May you edify us. May you strengthen us. May you encourage us, O God, to keep keeping on. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, once again, greet your neighbor. All right. Yes, greet your neighbor, greet your neighbors. Okay? And God is good. God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. This church. Eh? God is good. I expected that. It is the Balokole thing. God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Don't worry if I take long to start to preach. Hallelujah. Yes. If you've preached before, yeah. But you can't understand these things if you've never what? Yeah. Oh, preached. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. God is what? God is very good. God is very what? God is very good. Amen? Yes. Good to see all of you. Yes, Rachel, welcome back. Rachel had gone to somewhere. Yeah. The borders were open, you know. Rwanda, eh? Yeah. So she had gone to for a barrier in Rwanda. Yes, her grandmother, father, mother, yeah, died. Yeah, she passed away. Yeah. Hallelujah. When did you come back? Yesterday. Yeah, okay. Mark must be happy. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes. Who haven't I seen for quite a bit? Just say hi to them. Bob, yes, Bob. Anyway, Bob was here like 2 weeks ago. Okay? Yes, Bob's wife lost a mother. Yeah, they also went to Rwanda. Amen. Yes. Bob, good to see you. Thank you for coming. Yes. We have our young children have begun to wear specs. Okay. Yeah. They are now Masana. Okay. I fear to visit those guys. Eh? They are called what? Opticians? Yeah, I fear to visit them. Because I know if I go there, I might not live without specs. All right? Yeah. Hallelujah. You visit them, you'll see. If you want. But some deserve specs. Eh? Some people really deserve them, okay? Like Mr. Kalibala. All right? Yes, I remember when I was young, you know, now there's a problem, especially with kids who associate with those teenagers, because they look up to them. And you see, when you're young, specs are cool, wearing, you know? Actually, it is not when you're young. There's some people even when they're adults. Right? They are like, man. Eh? And so when I was young, I think I was like 7 or 6, I wanted my eyes to get messed up so that I can get specs. So do you know what I did? It was like 5 p.m. or something like that. And I went and I looked in the sun. I looked in the sun. So that what? My eyes can get what? Respect so that I can get. Yeah. Respect. Hallelujah. And by the way, there's a saying that people who wear respects are sharp, as in brilliant. Eh? So you shouldn't disappoint. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Sandra, good to see you. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay, good to see you, Bruce. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, today we are continuing lessons from the book of Daniel. All right? Some time ago, I was reading the book of Daniel, and I just had an idea that we can take some lessons from it. Okay? And, so last Sunday, we talked about, we learned from the book of Daniel, that we should love God, okay? If we love God by doing what he tells us to do, if we do that consistently, a time will come when God will call us his beloved. Glory be to God. We shall be his beloved, and there are things that come with that. Hallelujah. Blessings that come with being a beloved of God. Things you wouldn't ordinarily receive, okay? However, because you have loved God by doing what he tells you to do consistently, a time comes when you enter that class, okay? The class of those who are loved by God. Though we know that God loves all people. Hallelujah. All right? And he will manifest that love he has for you, okay, in various ways, which we looked at last week. Hallelujah. All right? Now, when the service ended last Sunday, my wife returned to me, and she told me that she had had a dream that morning, and in the dream, some 4 gentlemen came to our house, okay, and she could remember only one, or she could recognize only one. And that one was someone called Daniel. Glory be to God. Isn't that amazing? Eh? I was so encouraged by that. Glory be to God. She didn't know what I was going to preach. By the way, my wife never gets to know what I'm going to preach. All right? Because it is, in a sense, none of her business until the service. Now, I can see women are looking at me like, man, that's bad. As in, she would have said, no, like, I really don't know what she's going to do at her workplace tomorrow. I don't know. I just have a general idea what she does, but I really don't know the thing she's going to do on Monday, on Tuesday. All right? So if I don't know her things, why should she know what? My things. Glory be to God. Say amen. Amen. All right? If any of you, you know, ever marries a pastor, don't think you're supposed to what? Don't think you're also a pastor or you're the assistant pastor. It doesn't follow that way. All right? And that is how some churches, ministries get messed up, by the way. A man is called to be a pastor. And somehow, it's like, I don't know whether it is the women who put pressure on their wives, eh? That nange, what? So you do the things, you hear that this church is pastored by Pastor who? Okay? Pastor Mayani? Eh? Pastor, no. Usually it is Apostle Bruce Mayani and Pastor, you know. And by the way, they never stay, the wives don't even stay what? Pastor. They also have to become apostles. You know, but never have to come up. Now, there's some people, with couples who are called that way, and it's great, eh? But a good lot of it is not God. It is not what? It is not God. Eh? And so that's how now the will of God for that church gets messed up. Because waliwo musumba atana kwa musumba. You understand? Eh? And it's because of that, the way in which things cannot happen in that church, the way God would want them to happen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is a minister's conference. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, like if you're what? If you're, if your husband, okay? If your wife is the assistant director in BOU, okay? It doesn't make you also what? You understand? Eh? You are not the assistant director in BOU. You are not. Glory be to God. So if you're not there, if it doesn't happen out there, why should it be happening in church? Do you understand? Okay. So the guy has a television ministry, then the wife never know Mulava. Before you know it, she's also on the what? Program, man. When she didn't have the anointing for that, you know, hallelujah. Yeah, that's not good, amen? Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. There are some guys from the U.S. You know, there are guys, some African-Americans, they came to Uganda, and I think they go all over Africa, okay? They're from some university, anyways, like in the States. So they go around Africa giving doctorates to pastors, preachers, okay? That's why there's so many pastors, you know, who will be sending a guy doctor. Eh? Doctor, what? Doctor, you know, eh? But pastor, but doctor, you know, eh? Now, there's a place for that where you deserve it and what? You're honored, eh? And it is the will of God, I guess, you know, and a university. Okay, now like Mutebile was a doctor, was he? Or a professor, anyway, whatever, eh? You know, Musweni is a doctor, you know that. Is he? Yeah, honorary, eh? Yes, okay? Doctorate. So, now, years ago, I have a friend of mine who's very close to the first family. Very close, okay? Very, very close, okay? He's actually in the first one. Yeah. And he's born again. He loves the Lord. So one time, he gives me a phone call. You know, that, yeah, please come and attend this event. I'm going to be given an honorary what? Doctorate. I'm going to be, you know. So, because he's my friend. Yes, friend. Okay, anyway, so that's when I got to know about those guys. Okay? Black American. And I think there was some kawaii chick. All right? So they say, you know, we are giving these what? Doctorates to blacks. Because, you know, if you don't have a title, okay, no one listens to you. So we want our fellow Africans to be listening to that. You know, eh? Okay? So now, this guy is a medical doctor already. Then they explain what the great works he has done. Meanwhile, he's nothing. Okay? But I guess maybe, I don't know what he did for them. Then all of a sudden, he deserves it. All right? Now, that was the beginning. Eh? Okay, so they didn't stop with him. And good to know that they went all over the place, eh? You know. Eh? Okay, even the late Kula. Eh? He was a doctor. That is a clique. Those are the guys. They went all over the now. Why? You know. Okay. Yeah, stupid things, eh? But all because of blacks, what, these whites are in our case. Now you start what? And now pastors want those things. And the moment they give it to their man, all right, they are calling them pastor. You have to work doctor, man. Now, like when Kula passed away, you know, I read, it's called what? Yeah, doctors passed away, you know, eh? All right. Yeah, many of them don't deserve it at all. But it's just some stupid thing. And pastors are craving for those things, man. All of a sudden, they are no. In fact, they even throw away the apostle thing. Okay, it is there, but the doctor has to be what? Mentioned. If you want to receive a prophecy. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it is sad. Anyway, yeah, and so their wives also what? Somehow also become doctors. And beloved doctor, really, what? Then, for people who don't know that it is stupidity, wow, you are doctor, what? The church members come kneeling before you, doctor. When you've never done nothing that God really, what? He thinks is a great deal. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay? All right? Glory be to God. Amen. You need to know these things. Eh? Number one, so that you are not deceived. Number two, so that what? You don't ever get into that. What? Rubbish. Eh? Hallelujah. Hmm? Yeah. Talking about, you know, Ukula. Eh? The wife is a very dangerous woman. That Namtebi woman. Very deadly. Eh? That woman is a witch. And I don't know why people don't what? Don't know that. Okay? Alright? And those guys, and because she's a witch, her mission is to mess up the church. She's the one who messed up Judith Bavidia. Judith Bavidia, man, a great, that woman, that anointing, she took the country, you understand, as in she blessed, it's like her voice, and they engineered for her a way to what? To mess her up. Okay? And now they come as Abol Uganda. And they mess, Namutebi, you know, they got Bambi, Judith Bavidia, they messed her up. I don't know whether that was before her divorce. And anyway, and they always know now if you're like a lady and you're single, they know what to do for you. You understand? Eh? So they got a man. It's a fake guy. You know, eh? They always know what to do. If they want you what to be, you to mess you up or to use you, you're single, they know what. I know the chick who, they got for a guy. What's your problem? You know? And messed her up. Okay? Years ago, I think it was 2011 or 2010, I had a dream. I was somewhere where we used to stay in Chiwatule, PK, yeah, that place. And I was by the roadside, okay? And I was looking down, you know, Nigeria, okay? Then I saw, it's called what? A procession, eh? A procession, people moving, a crowd moving, coming up these ends to Chiwatule, okay? And I saw, okay, the guys in the front were carrying a coffin, okay? Carrying a coffin and mob guys, you know, following them. So when they came closer to where I was like, I need to see who has died, all right? But they couldn't allow you to what? To look into the casket and see what's died. So what I decided to do, I decided to what? to climb like a tree. All right? I can't climb this thing. All right? Either it was an electricity pole or something, but I climbed so that while I'm up there, I can what? Look into the casket and see who it was. So I did that. All right? When I did that, I saw who was in there. Okay? However, they caned me, eh? Guys, okay? But in a dream, I don't remember feeling pain, but at least I know it was what? They caned me to get down so that I don't see, but I'd already seen. Okay? And it was Namtevi. Okay? And there was a crowd around the casket which couldn't allow even the guys who are what? Following to know who has died, who is dead. Okay? But I'd seen, okay? And the dream did what? It ended. Okay? And I got to know that God was saying that this woman died a long time ago, okay, spiritually, and there are people who know, okay, and those must be preachers. Preachers who know, but they don't want other people, what? Christians to know. Okay? So, those days I remember I went to Elvis and I told him about that dream, okay? We're talking about 2010, 2011. Okay? So, I tell him about it. He's like, don't you know? Don't you remember even those things of snakes? I was like, I never heard those stories on radio. She has snakes she deals with. I was like, I don't know. Then he told me that, yeah, my girlfriend, Harriet, you know? Yeah, one time she passed by her house when she was going to see Elvis, okay? That was, I think, in Munyonyo. Yeah, okay? So, anyway, as is what? Okay? Yes, and she had to pass by her house, all right? And when she got there, she saw villagers who gathered at her gate. And what had gathered them? They were seeing a snake entering the gate. And they're not killing it. But they all know. And they were, villagers who gathered there, and Harriet herself saw it. Okay? Because those are your pastors. The people who represent our locally. Okay? She's the one who must have gotten, she must have pulled strings, all right? To make sure that those Americans come and make her husband a doctor. And those things can make churches grow, by the way. All right? Hallelujah. More on that, contact what? Mrs. Mayani and Mr. Mayani. Glory be to God. So we are taking lessons from the book of Daniel. Hallelujah. Now I feel I can what? Preach. Amen? Yeah. I can't just hurry into it. It won't, it will just be words and I'll what? Struggle. All right? Daniel. And today and to remind ourselves, really, we're going to be encouraged to esteem humility over pride. All right? To esteem humility over pride. Okay? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 18 that pride goes before destruction. All right? And a haughty spirit, or a prideful spirit, okay, goes before a fall. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 12 of that, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Okay? And he who humbles himself will be exalted. You exalt yourself by doing all you can to get those stupid doctor things, all right? You will be humbled. All right? So this shouldn't happen to us. Glory be to God. We have an example of people in the book of Daniel who exalted themselves and God humbled them. Okay? And in this sense, basically humiliating, you know. Glory be to God. And that is King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and King Darius, okay, who basically, took over that empire. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 1, we read that Belshazzar, this was like a grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, okay? Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of 1,000. While he tasted the wine, and while he was only tasting, all right, but maybe it is a matter of interpretation. Anyway, while he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple, the house of God which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. All right? And of course, what was written, the king couldn't understand. So he called for the magicians, the witches, okay, astrologers, the so-called wise men. And they couldn't figure out what the writing was and what it meant. Then they brought Daniel, the queen, okay? The queen, the assistant king. All right? Okay? The assistant king, the queen, told the king that, there's a guy who in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the guy was thorough via these things. Okay? And it's Daniel. So the king called Daniel. And Daniel came. Okay? And in verse 18, it's Daniel says that, O king, the Most High gave Nebuchadnezzar your father. In Hebrew, there's nothing like grandfather. All right? Your grandfather is your father. You understand? Yeah? Okay? And in some cultures here in Africa. All right? Yeah. Anyway, your father. Yeah, O king, the Most High gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor. And because of the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Okay? Who trembled and feared before Nebuchadnezzar? Nations? All peoples, nations, and languages, okay? All peoples of the world. All right? All peoples of what?
The world.
So, did Nebuchadnezzar reign in Africa? Teddy, what do you think? Did he reign in South America? Vanessa, you have an answer? No. Okay? No, he didn't, eh? Okay, he didn't, but this is like a figure of speech or hyperbole, you know, which the Jews, you know, like here, you can say now, like in Bugana, see, ANC or na etabuse. But when they're just talking about what? Kampala, but ANC or na, you understand? I want to na bafu, you know, so it's the same thing. Nebuchadnezzar didn't rule, what? It was just, but he even didn't, whatever, India, which is close by. It was just a region, an empire, but according to them, it was all, what? Okay? I say this to also sleep in my what? Concerning the Antichrist. Okay? It says that he's going to rule what? The whole whatever. But the same Bible which says that also talks about nations which will what? Which will refuse. And they will fight the Antichrist. But it is in your Bible. All right? It is not in my doctorate, honorary doctorate stuff. You understand? Like Egypt. Okay? Now, some of you were not during the AFCON. Denise, do you know AFCON? Hey, I'm surprised. Africa Cup of Nations. All right? Which has just ended. People, there are people, blacks, African blacks, who are not supporting Egypt because Arabs, but Arab, you know, Muslims, Arabs. But, you know, but that Egypt is going to be against the Antichrist. It's in your Bibles. If you don't agree, after the service, come and I show you. You know, Jordan, the south of Israel, okay, is not, and that's why when the Antichrist attacks Jerusalem, Israel, okay, Jews, a good number of them, are going to take refuge in Jordan. You understand? Okay? All right? They're going to hide the refugees. They're going to go into captivity there. Okay? And and when Jesus comes, okay, he will lead them back to their land. Hallelujah. And it looks like the Bible says he will start from Sinai and lead the captives, through the desert back to Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So those are some of the countries. The Bible says the Antichrist, the guys will resist him. Okay? So that means that there are other countries also which will jump. Hallelujah. Just pray that your country will be what? Among them. Hallelujah. Believe it is in your Bibles. Okay? And Elizabeth, I think, knows something of that kind. She read a very interesting book, The Islamic Antichrist. Okay? Yeah, but that's for another. Okay, so all peoples did what? Worshipped him. Okay? All right? Because of the glory God had placed upon him. Verse 20. But when his heart was lifted, okay, now this is pride, okay, and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Then he was driven from the sons of men, his heart was made like the beasts, his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdom of men and appoints over it whomever he chooses. Nebuchadnezzar turned into an animal. Animal. And all that was to humble him. Animal, a fierce creature. All right? Pride. Because pride goes before destruction. And God humiliated him. And after, I think they were like 7 years or so, okay, he reinstated him. Just imagine, man, you've seen a guy, he's an animal. Then he comes back and he's your president. Have you ever thought about it? Would you accept when you would become a citizen of another one? Nation say no, and they will not be with them. Okay? This animal cannot what? Alright? So you see an example of someone who was proud and humbled. Glory be to God. Now his grandson didn't learn from history. Okay? Alright? Daniel continued and said in verse 22 that, but you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. Okay? So you know history, but you don't gain wisdom from it. Okay? And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your lords, your wives and your concubines, have drunk from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, which do not see or hear or know. And the God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. Then the fingers of the hand were sent from him, from God, and this writing was written. And this is the inscription that was written. All right? Let us read it together. Okay? 1, 2, 3, go. Let us read, please. Mene, mene, tekel. That one. And Daniel continues, says, this is the interpretation of each word. Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, okay? But this is Aramaic, okay? That was like the national lingua franca of Babylon at that time. Just like in Uganda, yes, English. All right? So in those days, it was Aramaic. So this is not Hebrew, okay? Aramaic is like what is spoken in Syria. You understand? Okay? So anyway, he says, Mene means God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Okay? Persians, by the way, are Iranians. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain. For him, Bambi, he didn't get a second chance. Nebuchadnezzar did. After being humbled, turned into an animal, okay, he was reinstated. But this one, killed, no second chance. Which is sad, man. Okay? Know what? And man, just pray, if you ever become proud one day, okay, just pray that God, what, after humiliating you, will reinstate you, man. You understand? Like you've been so wealthy, so rich, then you're humbled, You know, Just pray that, man, you won't forever live in that state of what? Brokenness. Walukwa mugaga. Then all of a sudden, man, you're pauper. Okay? Just pray even now that, man, when you make me wealthy one day and then I become proud and you humiliate me, please, God, remember to what? There's someone who said that I've been rich and poor, but it's better to be rich. All right? It's better to be what? And I think poverty is really painful, if you have ever known, as in great abundance. Chiluma. Chikurachi? What's wrong with you guys? Chikurachi? What you want, Chiasanku, Chikurachi, tia? Chiasanku. Okay. There's some people are like, what's that? Well, it's that. So, Belshazzar didn't get a second chance. Died. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's read Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11. There's someone else there who was also humbled. Okay? He exalted himself and he was humbled, humiliated. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 11. Okay? Ezekiel says that, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre. Now, Tyre is in current day Lebanon. All right? So there was a king there, okay? And there's a lamentation that is being spoken, okay, concerning him. Okay? And it begins, "Thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." I remember when I just got born again, we're talking about 1998, okay? When I first got to know of this verse, okay? "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." I remember, this way in which it means that to me, okay? And of course, my first, like imagination was, anyway, let me leave that, okay? "You are the seal of perfection," okay? Okay? Yeah, if you want to know what I was going to say, you can become my friend, and then when you're having lunch, I tell you. "You are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." Okay? Now, do you think there's a human being who can be talked about as full of wisdom, perfect in beauty? Eh? Taina Kamogo. All right? Okay? The seal of perfection. There's no human being like that. All right? But this is being addressed to a king, an African king. So what is it? Okay? Now, God is addressing two individuals here. He's addressing a human, okay? But more so, the spirit or a spirit behind this human. A spirit influencing this human, this king. Glory be to God. You remember, Jesus says that I'm going to die. And then Peter says, no, this won't happen. Okay? And Jesus told his apostle, his disciple, Peter, spoke to him and said, "Get behind me, Satan." So, was Jesus speaking to Peter or to Satan? Both. At that moment in time, okay, Peter, okay, was speaking the mind of the devil. You understand? Jesus had to die. And Peter was like, "No, it ain't happening." And the Lord assured him, okay, "Get behind me, Satan." So this is the same thing that is happening here. Okay? So, God is addressing a king, a human, but more so, the spirit behind this human, and basically, the devil. Okay? The devil was the seal of perfection before he fell. He was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Man, this should minister to you if you're so good at anything. You understand? So good at anything. If you're very beautiful, if you're very intelligent, that you even have to what? To use specs. All right. You understand, if you're so good at your gifting, like Andrew, so good at drums, okay, Elijah, you understand, you should have more reason to know all the scriptures about pride versus humility. You understand, someone who has nothing, can even say, and they call it. Of course, which is not true. Everyone has something which can make you prideful. Glory be to God. Amen? This is very serious. Okay? You were the seal of perfection. And by the way, this also teaches us that you can fall from any level. Okay? However great you are, you're not exempt from falling. And according to Rick Joyner, the final quest, he says that for some reason, okay, those who have been to the highest, you know, to the high, the highest levels of the mountain, which he talked about in that book, they are more prone to falling than man. Guys who are just what? Bantuba wansi. Yeah? In quotes. Hallelujah. So if you're great, so great at something, okay, you are more prone to what? And when you fall, by the way, you won't fall like, your fall will be from them, you know, from those ends. And you know, okay? Hallelujah. Take heed of these things. All right? Take heed of these things. Okay? Okay? And then let's see, I mean, you know what God has promised to do with us. We should pay special attention to these things. Okay? These are the scriptures which I first encountered when I got born again. 1998, second year, med school. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Now, by the time God created Eden, the garden, okay, and put man there, Lucifer, okay, this great angel, hadn't yet fallen. Okay? He hadn't yet fallen. That's why he was there. All right? Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire. And then that one is what? Huh? Okay. And emerald and gold. You know, in those days, I used to read the Bible, and I used to read these stones. Because, see me, you just even, Uganda. Okay? Until we went for honeymoon in Thailand, and we went to some tourist thing shop, you know, where those things are. And I saw them, these things really exist. Okay? So there are some countries which have them. I was like, I saw emerald, they're selling necklaces, stuff. And I was like, like the Bible, what? It came alive. And I was like, the Bible, really, brothers. Brothers. Okay. Yeah, because prior to that, the thing did make sense. You will see just stones, am I in Jawad? Yeah, then you know. Anyway, yeah, okay. Then it says that the workmanship of your what? Okay, be confident about your, of your what? And pipes. Now, this is talking about music. Okay, another version says, of flutes and music. So this is where people get that idea that the devil was a worship leader. Okay? It's from this verse. There's no other one. It is here. And I believe them, by the way. He was created with that. Okay? Is that? Glory be to God. He was not only beautiful, okay, perfect in beauty. He was not only full of wisdom, but also, when it comes to singing, you understand, he was number one. Okay? You were the anointed cherub. Okay? Great angel. Okay? Who covers? I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. you walk back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. Hallelujah. And then what happened? You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. People ask, what is the origin of sin? Just there. Okay? The devil is the origin of sin. Okay? Alright? Iniquity was found in him. Now, what iniquity? Okay? That iniquity is well explained in Isaiah 28 divided by 2. That is Isaiah what? 14. Glory be to God. Okay? This is how, in those days, I go to memorize my verses. 28 divided by what? By 2. I can tell you of a verse, 12, of a passage, 12 times 2 is equal to 24, which talks about sowing and reaping. And you can see it is real multiplication. Okay? John chapter 12, verse 24. You will go and read it. Alright? So, the iniquity that was found in the devil, it's here. This same passage is talking about the devil, his fall. Okay? It says how you are fallen. From where? From heaven. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Okay? How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. Okay? You see what is this, what he's saying in his heart? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation. There's a mount in heaven. On the farthest sides of the north. Heaven is in the north. Heaven is where? In the north. The Bible says, promotion neither comes from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but from God. Alright? Promotion didn't come from the east, didn't come from the west, didn't come from Ankole, alright? That's a joke, okay? Nor from the south, but from where? From where? From God. Meaning that he's in the north and he's here. Glory be to God. Okay? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. All right? I'm trying to get in it, to use my Bible, okay? Then he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the most high God. Okay? He's not comfortable with the position he's at. Okay? Full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, the seal of perfection. Not comfortable with that. He's like, okay? Even this, you know, this person who created me, okay? And he gets into pride. And what the Bible says, okay, it says that, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. That is going to happen, okay? But we also know already that he fell. Okay? He's no longer the great angel that he was once upon a time. Now he's Satan. Satan means adversary, enemy. Okay? But once upon a time, this guy was great. Okay? Which reminds me, the first time I got to know, that my friend, my friend at that time, Elvis had fallen, okay? The first time I got to know, okay? It was like a Wednesday, either Wednesday or a Tuesday. That Sunday, I'd been here telling guys to give to the ministry, to Zoe. Okay? Then, I think to the Wednesday or Tuesday, I got a shocker, man, a dream which shook me. Eh? All right? And in this dream, I see some guy. Okay? We're in Zoe. I was seated next to Sam Isoke. Okay? So, we're in Zoe. And then some guy who recently left his wife without even rent and got some like chicken, what? In Zoe, okay? Was reading announcements. Ninga, Tari serious, eh? The way, we're seated and he's what? You know, like, but the thing he's reading are serious, eh? But the guy didn't seem to understand the implication, the impact they're having. Announcement number one. Prophet Mbonye was driving in South Africa, all right, and something like a cowboy truck, eh? Like, you know, it went over him, as in, okay, that's announcement number one. Announcement number two, okay, Prophet Elvis was in Nakulabye, in his car, and then he was involved in a car crash. And all his legs, you know, were crushed. All right? But the guy is what? Okay, you know, reading stuff. Eh? Then I turn to the guy next to me, eh? Either you or something, and I ask that, does that guy know what he's reading? What he's announcing? Okay? Then he finishes the announcement with a scripture. Okay? Guess what the scripture was? You know which was projected there? It was Isaiah 14, verse 12. Okay? Isaiah 14, verse 12. Okay? It says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." And the dream ended. So when I woke up, I could tell that this verse was the interpretation of the crashes, you know, eh? Usually in dreams, eh, there's something that's usually, not always, eh, but there's something that God puts in there to interpret the stuff that what? And that was the first dream. I got so, you know, so God was saying, this guy was once great. You remember Lucifer? Okay, some, you know? Lucifer, by the way, who means death star, or morning star, you know, was great. Eh? Now, gone. Great. He has basically fallen like how, you know, eh? And man, eh? I was so shaken. I remember I called up some guy, like, man, we need to pray. Okay? But again, the point to take home is you can fall from any level. Hallelujah. You can fall from any level. Okay? How great you are doesn't exempt you from falling. Now you're there, you're looking at me, you're like, for me, oh man. As in, fall from what? I have nothing. All right? But if you are in the habit, if you have started the habit of loving God, all right, loving God, do you know what will happen? What will happen when you love God? What will happen when you love God?
He will love you back.
Ah, he will love you. And when he loves you, he will bless you. He will do great things. Eh? Now, for some people, he will do great and mighty things. You understand, eh? Where you will be, as in, yeah. You even don't have to explain yourself. Okay? There's some people who have to explain themselves that, I have some money. But other guys don't have what? You go to a restaurant to eat. Okay? And man, eh? You make an order, and guys say, first pay. As in, first pay. What a guy. You know, eh? They size you up, so the guy on, eh? What is he doing in this one? Restaurant. First pay. And the guy is just, you know, eh? The waitress just knows that even after serving him, there's a tip, or you understand? Ah, she gladly what? Takes care of you. You was a sinner, sente, what? You understand? Not I hope you're a restaurant, Yabagaga. Okay? All right? So there are those things God exists, and you don't have to explain yourself that way. You understand? Eh? Okay? So, yes, you're not yet there, but you're going there, and you need to take heed of these things. Okay? You might get there, and when you get there, you would need this. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? So that was the iniquity that was found in him. Pride exalted himself in his heart. Okay? And he fell. He was thrown down from heaven. Hallelujah. And by the way, when he fell, okay, or when he was rebelling against God, he wasn't rebelling alone. He had convinced some guys to join him. Some constituency. Alright? According to Revelation 12, you don't have to go there. Yes, most people believe, and I believe, and you have heard, that he fell with a third of the angels. A third. Now, a third is mob. It's a lot. We even don't know how many angels were there to be, but a third, you understand? Yeah? That's a lot. He fell with them. That means they were also lifted in pride, exalted in their heart. They were like, we're taking over. This is our what? This is our chance. All right? They were, you know, he convinced them. Okay? And he can convince you. You are not exempt. Remember that you're not exempt. What happened to those angels can happen to you. You know, eh? Pride. Okay? You remember that lady in Kenneth Hagin's book, a pastor's wife? She was, I think, beautiful, or it was just the voice. Both beautiful and a voice man. All right? Pastor's wife, you know, very, serving the Lord. Then the enemy came and whispered to her that you're very beautiful. Okay? Very beautiful. I mean, look at your voice. And you just hear what pastor's wife had. You eat from the basket, from the offertory. I said, man, you can make it great in the world. Hmm? The devil comes and tells you, Nanta, but look, you know. You sing about to how many look. I tell you, you matira what, you know. You full wango yimba. But you can make it, I tell you, lockdown by liftings. I'm a balakati, what? Those stupid things of what? They are called gigs, is it? No funa sente. What are you doing in this car charge? Hmm? They even don't even want, even water, you have to bring your own water. Can you imagine this gift? And you're like, they say, man, this is a big charge. Do you know how much they pay their what? No lava munga. You multiply. Ngolava mumieze sat a plot in Nsasa. It's called what? Okola. You understand? Chikola. So, you know, and the enemy came and whispered to her. And immediately she knew it was a devil. You understand? And she rebuked the devil. You know, thoughts. By the way, you remember I told you that there's a version of that book where they removed that chapter. The guys who believe that a Christian can't go to hell, eh? They removed the chapter. Now, good news. I came across the version with that chapter in. Okay? And if you want, I'm going to say, yeah, now I have a PDF with that chapter in. Hallelujah. The second time later, okay, the enemy who came back. You're beautiful. Your voice. Look, baby, to your limo now. You see, we are classy, yo. See, we are level, yo. Because I'm going to watch you. You twins are cover what? Eh? As in the pastor, what? Do you know what the men out there, you understand? Sudilka, you understand? You're there, you're pastor. You just want salo. 800K, you know? And Second time she knew it was the devil. Then the third time she fell for it. And she left the church. She went into the world. Okay? Alright? Then one time she was back in town, and her husband or ex, whatever, okay, got to know that she's in town, some hotel. So maybe he went there. Okay? And I think he went there either to tell her to return to the Lord. Okay? You'll read it in the book. Okay? And so she goes to the hotel, she knocks at her door, okay? And then she opened. Okay? Then she said, to hell with that Jesus of yours. And she slammed the door in his face. Okay? Now, Kenneth Hagin is seeing all these things in a vision. Alright? And Jesus is by his side. Because he's teaching him about demons, okay? The devil. And how demons possess people. Alright? And he's seeing all these things, what I've told you, like a movie. Jesus is teaching him, man. I'd love to have those experiences. But now we don't have to have them. They're there, written for us. All right? So, Jesus said, told Kenneth Hagin, that you see, I would have forgiven her for anything. Okay? But because of that which she said, that which, to hell with that Jesus of yours, he's like, now her fate is forever sealed. She cannot come back. And she's destined to hell. Alright? Because Hagin had asked, why are you showing me this? Do you want me to pray for her? That she can come out to the Lord? And Jesus said, no, don't bother. It is the moment she said that, she was a mature Christian. Hebrews 6:4-6. Okay? And so she fell beyond repentance. Very sad. So you can see, you can fall from any level. A pastor's wife can go. Apostle, doctor, missus, whoever, they can fall, they can go. Hallelujah. Amen? You see, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, the devil didn't fall alone. He fell with other angels. Okay? He fell with what? Other angels. Alright? Ephesians chapter 6, we see the angels who fell with him. Okay? Classified in their different ranks. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says that, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, or against the wicked spirits, in the high what? Places. Okay? We do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. We wrestle against a mizimu. Alright? Which are the mizimus? Powers. Okay? Principalities. Powers. The rulers of the darkness of this age. Wicked spirits in the heavenly places. Okay? Four ranks. Glory be to God. Okay, those are the three which fell with the devil. By the way, now, these ones, they influence what's happening on earth. Okay? Hallelujah. But there are also those who were bound away. They are not on earth. Okay? For example, the Bible gives us one type, and maybe it is the only one, in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. Okay? They are angels which are bound, at the great river Euphrates. Okay? This river is in the Middle East. Alright? There are devils bound there. Alright? They are bound. Meaning that right now, they don't have any influence on the earth. You can't blame them for any evil happening on the earth. But when the sixth trumpet is sounded, before the seventh, which will initiate the rapture, all right? The sixth trumpet, when it is sounded, these fallen angels are going to be released. And the Bible says that they are going to kill a third of mankind. Now, I don't know whether that a third, mankind is in that region, okay, the Middle East, or it is a third of the entire earth. Okay, but it's there. So right now they're not involved. God bound them there. But they're going to be released at a certain point. Okay? Now, the ones read, let's go back, in Ephesians 6, okay, those are the ones which are having influence on the earth. Okay? They're having what? By the way, there are some angels also, okay, who, you remember, Genesis 6 says that the sons of God, okay, meaning angels, okay, saw that the daughters of men, okay, were beautiful, okay, and they went into them and it's told that they basically produced giants. Women gave birth to those giants and they corrupted the human race, okay. So it is believed that those angels, okay, were also bound away after what they did, okay. And it is told that that is one of the reasons why God sent a flood. Because they were corrupting the DNA of mankind. Alright? You've heard of those things of what? Of someone, you know, gets, you know, with a spirit and then they produce a snake. You've heard of those stories? Yes or no? Those things are true. Okay? But if you have a doctorate, you say, wow, that makes logical sense. Scientific sense. All right? But those things are true, man. Okay? Those things are what? And so, yeah, it says that they were also them, they were also bound away. They are the ones we read about in 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Amen? It says that, for if God did not spare the angels who sinned. Okay? God did not spare what? But cast them down to hell, okay? Okay, to hell. Not really hell, but there's a place under there, okay, worse than Hades. Okay? In the Greek, I think it's that which they call Taturu, okay? Or Tartarus. Okay? That is the word for hell here. And they're also bound there. And those ones will never leave that place. They will never come back to the earth. To influence mankind. Okay? God did not spare them but cast them down to Tartarus and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Those ones are there. Alright? They won't be released. But there are those deadly ones. Okay? Okay? And the Euphrates. When the sixth trumpet. Okay? Esther likes what? The seventh trumpet. But there's a sixth one which you should also like. Because it has to come. Alright? Those angels are going to be released. Okay? And there are how many? There are four. Four. Alright? Four. But deadly. Four but what? Okay? So there are four and they don't need help. You know? They don't need many. They're like, we shall do the work. Okay? Someone, yeah, anyway. Hallelujah. Okay? Quiz is scared, but it's good you get scared at that age before. But they are coming, okay? Just make sure you are in the Lord, all right? Yes. Like your mother has taught you. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians 6, verse 12. So, there are principalities, power, rulers of the darkness of this age, and wicked spirits in the heavenly places. Four. Now, my question is, okay, which of these is the most powerful? Okay? Tell me some science, you know. Which of these, what do you think? Just say the answer. You don't have specs. Okay? The what? Sibaudida. Spiritual? But I mean, it's obvious. Paul started with the most powerful principalities. Isn't it? Okay? Principalities, powers, you know, principalities, That's what they are called. Please, Okay? You listen to better. Do you know what Andrew has said? He has said a mandwa. Now, in that book, which if you want, please get in touch with me, the real one, which has all the info, which I got, the Kenneth Hagin book. Okay? When Jesus was teaching Hagin about the devil with demons and how they possess human, okay? They even went to this verse. Namu somesa. Glory be to God. Wonderful stuff. Okay? Jesus told him that, okay? He said that wicked spirits in the heavenly, he said that the greatest rank that you have to deal with on earth, okay, are the rulers of the darkness of this age. He said, those are the greatest you have to deal with, you guys, you people on earth. Alright? And he said that these ones, okay, they're the most powerful you have to deal with. And he said that they're the ones who give instructions to the principalities. Alright? And the principalities give instructions to powers. Okay? And he said there are things which I believe Jesus implied that powers are these small demons. They're low ranking. Okay? Which cannot do anything on their own. Right? Do things which come and what? Scratch your bit at night. What time do you... Then when you scream, then they jump away. As in weak, but they mess you up. Alright? Hallelujah. Now, growing up as a local, there were the principalities, powers. But Jesus told Hagin that no. Okay? He said that now, that is the order. And those ones, you are the ones to deal with them on earth. Okay? Then he taught him other things. Then before the lesson ended, Kenneth Hagin asked the Lord that you've taught me about the rulers of the darkness of this age. Okay? You've told me about the principalities and the powers. But what about the fourth one? Okay? Jesus told Hagin, and I quote, that you take care of the ones on earth, and I will take care of those in the heavenlies. And those are the what? The wicked spirits, okay? In the heavenly what? Places. Jesus said, those ones, will leave them for me. Hallelujah. So in a sense, Christine, I think, was right. That these are the what? The most powerful, but those are not our what? Our concern. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. We're talking about esteeming humility over pride. And this is, I thought this was the greatest opportunity to talk about this subject. Because we have never talked about it in LAT. Okay? And, I am loving the Lord by feeding the sheep. Remember, Peter, do you love me? Say. So I don't want you to be like lopsided, where you know something too much and then you don't know about anything at all. That's not good. You have to have a balanced diet. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So the devil, because of pride, he fell. Okay? Those good angels, because of pride, they fell. and they became bad angels. Okay? Some of those are the ones which what? Which appear as Ali. Denise, do you know Ali? Judith, do you know Ali? Okay? Are those Bajankole kids? Have you told them about Ali? Okay? Young lady, who invited you? Robin. Did you tell about Ali? Come syndicate. Ali. I can see you're comfortable, yet we are very young, which is a good thing. I'll tell you about Ali. Do you know about Ali? But your wife knows Ali. And I told you, and give those kids, those audios to your kids. That is the age which especially needs those things. So Ali, Jamil Mugera, you've heard of him? Now, the guy who initiated Jamil, Mugera, was called Ali. He was a guy in their school, but not homeschooling. A guy in their school who was colored. Colored means he had money. You understand? Money. You ask him for 1K, he gives you how much? He gives you what? Yeah, 20. Okay? As I said, 20, 50. So, he was colored. Alright? Bruce. Where's Bruce? Have you told him about Ali? Please do. I want to tell him that. Please. Muyamba bantu. Alright? You tell him about Ali. And so, he was a kid in school, Very loaded, you ask him for 1K break time, he gives you 50. So you get 50, you go to the canteen, you buy your stuff of 1K, you bring him the balance of 49. He says, no, as in, you know. Which reminds me, I have a friend who was in Budo, King's College. King's College. Peter Kadu? Okay? Peter Kadu? Yes. Then there's another guy called Tendo. You know Tendo Kagwa? You know Tendo Kagwa? Hmm? The brother of Gaetano, you know? No Gaetano. So then Buddha, so senior one, you remember? It's adolescence, you know, Okay? Yeah. It's good to say these things. These kids are growing up, all right? They need to, okay? And so, okay, senior one. So now, this Tendo guy, apparently he's a sharp guy, you know, So now he's teaching his classmates how to, like, con a chick, you know, He said, do you know how you do it? You make yourself, like, man has just what? Fallen. Then the chicks are like, hey, you're dying. They're like, no, it's okay. What? Then they'll fall for you, like, wow, this guy, you know. Money is not a what? It's not a problem. Money is not a problem, okay? So Ali was a loaded guy, okay? And so, you know, he appeased this guy with money, then all of a sudden, he initiates him into devil worship. Okay? Now, Jamil Mugera says that Ali wasn't a human being. He was a fallen angel which had put on humanity. But it is in school, boarding school, attends classes every day. He didn't appear on Monday, then next year. No, it is there, school makes notes. Alright? Didn't the guy say that one time? Sometime later, Ali turned into a child in baby class, some nursery schools, somewhere, with your kids. Do you understand? Then another time, he was a woman somewhere. Then when Jamil got saved, Okay? He one time had an attack. Have you reached there? An attack and demons came for, an army of demons came for him. Guess who was leading them? I was the leader. Ngabamutwala to meet the devil to get him to come back. Okay? Please listen to those things, okay? They will get you to realize that, man, these things are not for playing. Okay? So those are some of them. Hallelujah. Okay? But now, we cannot just end. We just talk about the devil. There is one, capital O, who humbled himself, okay? And he was given authority over even these ones who fell. Glory be to God. And his name is who? Is Jesus. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Because he humbled himself. Okay? Taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Remember, if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. And that is what is coming in verse 9. Verse 9 says that therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven, the angels in heaven also bow to Jesus. And of those on earth, who is on earth? Human beings and demons. Okay? The powers, principalities, the rulers of darkness of this age, they are all here. You understand? Eh? Okay, the wicked spirits in the heavenly places, they all bow to that name. Hallelujah. And also the knees of those who are under the earth. Okay, who is under the earth? Okay, you remember there are those at the Euphrates. Alright, they're under the earth. Okay, the devil and all those things which are there, they all bow to that name. And he got that name, okay, the name at which every knee bows, by first and foremost humbling himself. He humbled himself and he was exalted. So shall it be with you. You humble yourself, you'll be exalted. But you exalt yourself in pride, you will be humbled. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the things that we have heard. We thank you, Father, that you will help us to walk in great humility. Thank you, Father, for the the example of the cross. Jesus humbled himself. He was God, but he decided to take on humanity. He came down to earth as a man, and even, you know, died on the cross, a humiliating death on the cross, naked on the cross, so humiliating. But for that reason, you have exalted him and given him a name that at the mention of his name, the devil and all his cohorts bow. Hallelujah. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to all demons who have been assigned to mess up families. In the name of Jesus, we speak to them to stop in their works. In the name of Jesus, we speak to all evil spirits that are working to break marriages. In the name of Jesus, we command them to depart from the marriages of the children of Eleti. In the name of Jesus, we speak to all demons that are assigned to mess up the children of this church. the children born of parents in this church. We command these demons to stop in their maneuvers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We command all demons that are in charge of sicknesses in this place, sicknesses in the children of God, we command them to depart from the bodies of the children of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every chain is broken, every bondage is removed, and your children in reality are free. Free to be who you created them to be without any bondage from the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.